Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, home of Teenage Mutant Ninja Jacksons.
Hey, you want to look bloody fly in front of your homeboys? Head to redbubble.com and search for Sans Pants Radio to get some sick duds to show off. Or you can follow the link through our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Is that our website?
Yes.
Good.
Hey, fellas, you sick of being beaten up by people like me because you read dumb books?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've got great news for you. If you head to audibletrials.com/sanspantsradio, you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial, and I'll never even know you're reading.
Is Wheel of Time on there?
That's not a real book, zammit!
No.
Fuck you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And I'm Zoe Bellotto.
And today's topic is planes! Okay, so here's my hypothetical. It's a good one.
Yep.
If your genitals were a plane...
Good start.
What kind of plane would they be?
Jumbo 747, obviously.
What would you look like wearing pants?
Just imagining Jackson as like the original Wright Brothers plane.
Like, I'm about to have... Because I always imagine... This is something I've thought of in the past.
Uh-huh.
It's like guys have... A plane, and then ladies have like a landing strip.
Well, I get the landing strip thing because that's what, like.
No, but not like pubic hair and like a little buildings and traffic control.
You're taking it a few steps further.
That's how I like to have sex, as like those two little glow sticks and guide.
Let it land, and then it's like the plane lands, and the guys get out, and they're like the sperm, like the passengers, and they go into the airport and into your body.
To the interior of your body.
But, so, Jumbo said, imagine wearing pants, though.
Well, oh wait, is my dick the actual size of a plane now?
No, but like, comparatively, the bulge, people would be like, look at the jet on him.
I've been objectified before. I'll be objectified again.
If I have a Wright Brothers plane, I'm just going to gloss over. If I have a Wright Brothers plane, do I get the Wright Brothers?
Absolutely.
Like, if I lie down, like, I'm about to have sex, is it like a grassy hill? And there's these two, like, brothers in 1920s gear trying to get the plane up?
Struggling for a while.
Come on, chap, you can do it.
Come on, old boy.
Indeed.
What was the distance for one of those planes? Not very far. I'd have to be pretty close to the landing strip or it wouldn't work. It'd just careen into the ground.
I don't know if it's even accurate enough to land on the landing strip.
No. I might just smash.
Just kind of like flop your dick on this hill.
Just like if the plane crushes. Is that my dick just gone?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Oh, wait. Or in this situation, is it like the plane flies off and then like 15 minutes later you just grow another one?
Maybe I've got like a hanger.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it would work like your dicks are dicks, but then when they get erect, they turn into planes. So it's just like you lose
That's
your
even
erection.
Better.
That's so good.
Imagine
you're in class like during puberty, and you're just like sitting there, and you just hear this, and you're like, somebody's fucking jonesing for it. Does that mean what's lady arousal? Like the beeps and boops, and like that like Dude, like, can we get a 747 coming in? That'd be great.
Like
sex would be just so not intimate in the slightest.
But I like to imagine, because, yeah, we're saying our dicks stay the same until erect. So, like, as it's going up, still a dick, and then when it hits optimum arousal, it just shoots off but turns into a plane.
That'd be so good. What would your landing strip be, Zoe? What kind of airport would you have for genitals?
Oh, well, I didn't think I'd have an airport when
you
first posed the question.
Oh, please.
Helicopter.
Yes! Helicopter would be great. Mm. I don't know how you can have sex with someone if they had a plane dick.
It would be a challenge because the blades would be going and spinning around.
Sorry, I chopped your dick up with my plane. I mean, my helicopter.
My helicopter vagina.
Does that mean that when you were ready for sex, your vagina would just be like...
Would just be whirling?
Yeah. That's it just comes and makes eye contact with you, and it's like, it is time.
Like eye contact, and then the helicopter rises up from between your eyes. That's so scary.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I can't, in my head, it's like a helicopter, vagina still looks the same, but then a helicopter just, like, comes out and then flies up.
There's a little flag behind it being like, time for sex.
That'd be so funny, like in a bedroom, just like circling the bed. Time for sex.
God, like, I just watch the X-Files.
I always wanted a hot air balloon. I was like that as mine with like a couple, like an 1800s couple in it.
And like it just, a knight?
Yeah. That's, oh, douche, your history is... Knights weren't in hot air balloons.
Why not?
I mean, I guess conceivably so somebody could put on armor and hop in a hot air balloon. That's not beyond reason.
They could have a sword fight. It would be good.
It would be good. Although, how the fuck do you even control hot air balloons?
With magic. Heat.
Both of your answers. Douche's was closer. Magic.
Yeah, it's a flame. Hot. It's a controlled flame.
Yeah, but like, how do I go forward?
You sit there and just like blow in the direction you don't.
And hope you just float.
Yeah,
away.
Hope you've got enough space. Momentum.
Oh, wait, no, isn't it weight? Because there's like bags and shit of
no,
sand.
No, that's how you go up and down.
No, because if you like had more weight on one side than the other, it would go in a direction.
Yeah, but.
Dance Pants Radio does not know anything about flights.
Just hot air balloons.
I can tell you a lot about the film Flight.
Will you later in the episode?
No. I'll tell you right now. No. Side note on Flight, which is not what I'll be talking about later on, but Flight, the film starring Denzel Washington, would be infinitely better if it was just Denzel Washington landing planes upside down for like 2 hours.
Does he land a plane upside down at one point?
Yeah, at the very start of the film.
It seems like they're blowing that load pretty quickly. Yeah. Because that's
he
great.
Does a line of coke, drinks some vodka, flies a plane, the plane shit goes wrong, he...
Probably because he's had some coke and some vodka.
You'd think that. But that's what the plot of the film's about. But yeah, then he lands a plane upside down.
Is Denzel Washington in that This Train's Out of Control movie too?
Yes.
That means Denzel...
Unstoppable?
Denzel's in a lot of
planes
vehicle disaster movies.
What's his automobile film?
Oh, yeah, what's his automobile
Denzel
film?
Denzel Washington's automobile film would be... We'll just go American Gangster. He
does he drive a car in
he drives a car in that.
That counts. I'm sad that in Unstoppable he doesn't land a train upside down.
Aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes. Your 747 Jumbo Wang.
Yes. That's what. It's...
Would your dick be huge beforehand?
No.
Or would it just be a regular dick that is like.
Regular dick.
Giant plane.
I feel like, as a, like a potential. If I was a potential sexual partner, I would be super intimidated by a 747. Also. You would need to, like, start up at your belly button, because you can't just start from, like, from scratch. You'd have to lie down as it taxied up to your chest, around, and then... And then...
That's all right. I can make that work.
Oh, sex is going to be so awkward now that planes are genitals.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
It was okay when vaginas were airports, but now that the helicopters...
It's gonna be even more confusing.
I love in this analogy for me at least. Like, sex hasn't gotten any more awkward for me. I'm like, if my vagina is a helicopter, that still would be about on par with me trying
exactly
to start sex.
I'm
now.
Still confused though because
I'm confused as to why you thought you could have a jumbo jet as a penis.
No, but how does a plane have sex with a helicopter? Do they just circle each other in the air? Does the
That's
helicopter
why I was
land
confused,
on the plane?
Like, with a dick.
Assuming passengers are sperm. Do you have to do, like, in that movie
because, like,
where Harrison Ford is the president, where you have,
Air
like,
Force
a, yeah, Air Force One, like, a rope between the helicopter and the plane, and,
yes.
like, the president climbs into the helicopter,
yes.
and you're like, there we go, that president's
I only
my
have,
baby.
I only have sex if the president's involved.
If the president's in your helicopter vagina.
Damn right.
Because, like, a vagina, it's an entrance sort of thing, so the helicopter...
That's what you think.
Is yours an exit?
Mine's quite interesting.
Well, prolapsed.
Ugh, not that interesting. Still intact. It's just weird looking.
Vaginas often are, Zoe, so don't stress too much.
Mine has a little man that lives in there.
That's the president.
That's your airport hangar, Zoe.
If you're...
Oh, gotcha.
If there's a helicopter coming out of your vagina...
Yeah.
Why? First
of all, no, fuck that's you, fine. Fuck you guys. You guys got planes as genitals. I wanted a helicopter.
Oh, no, you can have something... Okay, so that's fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think it's hard to be interesting with a landing strip.
Yeah,
let's be
it's
honest.
Like, what do you want? I don't know. I've got like a Macca's.
No, you could have like a skyscraper with a helipad on top.
Oh my god, my genitals are not exciting in this analogy.
No, but there could be a helicopter on it.
Yeah, whatever. You can have a hospital.
Decorate your vagina however you like, Zoe.
I will. You guys are not invited.
Police station.
Will.
Me and Jackson will be too busy flying laps of the
dog fighting.
You will. You guys will literally make docking a thing.
Yeah, I'll put my Wright brother's plane in your jumbo jet.
You can land it on top of my plane.
Yeah,
it'll be good.
Is that gay sex? Is that gay sex? And
you've nailed it.
Terrifying future. Future. Yeah.
Oh god, future.
Decided this is what's coming, guys.
This is what Back to the Future 2 was really about.
No, guys, I don't want plain genitals. It's scary.
It'll be
what,
right.
What would you prefer instead then, Zoe?
Genitals.
Genitals are out
genitals
of the question.
Genitals are so much fun.
You got to get something new.
Cats.
You can't have cats for genitals.
You can't have cats for genitals. And then if you don't like someone, the cat will come out and claw him.
Whose genitals did you swap for cats in this analogy?
We all have cat genitals.
How does sex work?
And we just like mush
our cats
together.
Is it the same? Like I get erect and my dick becomes a cat? Or is it like I always have a cat just clawed around my crotch and it just detaches?
Second option.
It just goes and like rubs against another cat.
But wouldn't that ruin cats for you then? Because then really it's not a cat, it's a dick / vagina.
Do we still have cats?
Yeah, we have cats in both situations.
That is terrifying.
I would never know if I was looking at a dick or a cat. I'd be like, is this... And imagine going to like a pet shelter. You'd be like, which ones of these are dicks and which ones of these are cats?
Going down on someone.
Yeah, I know. You'd be like, am I just
am I just licking a cat?
Is that what going down is in this scenario? You're just licking a cat's fur?
Yeah, you're grooming it.
I mean, I guess that's better than just sucking on a plane.
Yeah.
Or like licking the underside of a helicopter.
Gonna try and avoid
metallic. Cold on my lips.
You could have sex in separate rooms though.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It would be pretty funny because that's sort of what I was imagining, like lying on a bed and then like your plane takes off and just flies out your door.
Yeah.
And then just like it's gone for a bit and then you're just like, oh, all right.
For some reason, in my version of this, there was no pleasure involved. So the plane
that
just
what kind of sex are you having, Jack?
Came back. No, but if my genitals were planes, it would just be like it leaves, it comes back, and I'm like,
I started out exactly the same thing. Like, I just imagine it like a business transaction. like a plane takes off, it lands, and then everyone gets out and walks in, and then the plane lands back, and you're just like, good.
Maybe everyone has airports, but there's planes on them. So a plane leaves your genitals and their genitals, they meet in the sky, they land, you swap guys. If that works.
That's pretty good.
Then you get both, so.
You can have a helicopter if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can only have the president, because a helicopter is only like a two-seater.
Yeah.
Dusha has so much sperm. This 747, he is just swimming in it.
Can't wait for someone to throw that quote at me after this episode.
Hey, you've got so much sperm.
Too much.
I have one guy holding on for dear life.
I don't want to go.
Halfway there, he fell. And he just lands, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm not having a kid this time. Rats. Then my dick would just become a dick again. Hey, good way to, like, if you wanted to sell model planes.
Yeah.
Right? What?
Well, yeah,
No, I'm with Jackson on that one. Like, you just keep kind of, like, half wanking, so the plane goes.
Yeah. And then you collect them.
Yeah.
And then you sell them.
They're still dicks. It's not like you're the only person that can do this. Anyone can do this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there are still model planes. If there's still cats in Zoe's cat genital world, there's still planes in the plane genital world.
But you can have the same thing where you're like, is my kid playing with a model plane or is he playing with some man's dick?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It's a plane at this point.
It matters.
And I'll get rid of the guys.
But what...
I'll open it up and just pull them out and I guess squash them or whatever.
What happens if it just turns back into a dick halfway through?
No, that's not how plane genitals work.
It can't become a dick again.
It can only be a dick when attached to a person.
Yeah.
What if someone...
Well, I'm what scared. If somebody is like, I'm going to put this, pretend this plane is my dick, because I know my dick will eventually become a plane, and I've seen in movies dick planes.
Yep.
And then it becomes a second penis. Is that the scenario you're describing?
That is the scary reality of your future.
Of my future?
Of our future.
Your future.
I wouldn't mind having one of those seaplanes for a dick.
That'd be all right.
That'd be okay. Land in the ocean. Land in the bath. Play with it. Whatever.
Boo. Masturbation would be fun.
Yeah, masturbation would be great. How would you jack it with a plane in an airport?
It wouldn't be fun because... Well, it depends how you feel about playing with planes, I guess. It would be a different type
of
fun.
So is it just like you grab the plane and pretend it's a plane?
Yeah, I guess so. You just play with it like it's a toy based on your reality where there's model planes and dick planes, but they look the same.
What if you're like, where's my dick? Oh, no, but you get a dick back, right?
Yeah, you get a dick. It stays attached.
What if the planes crash midair?
I don't like this reality at all. There's too many variables.
So cats are better?
Cats are fine.
Cats, there are more variables with cats. What if I killed it? What if I saw a cat, shot it, and somebody was like, my dick!
And or vagina!
Yeah, that's on you, man.
No, because you only get one. Like, yeah, in that scenario,
you only get one.
It becomes a genital again. Your dick or your vagina pops back into existence, and yours is just hooked around your crotch, and it gets off and leaves. Cats are notoriously fucking arrogant. It would just go.
It'd just be like, hey, I got a better offer. You have, like, one old lady neighbor that has, like, 8 vaginas.
Yeah. That'd be ridiculous. You'd just be sitting at home, like, you'd be like, about to get intimate, and they'd be like, oh, where's your cat? And you'd be like, and run away. I'm sorry, we can't do this. Sorry, my dick ran away. And that'd just be, no, but that would be a thing that happens to people, so you just have to accept it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's sad for you. I guess we'll
just
kiss.
What a world we live in.
But I'm not really into it.
I'm not really into just rubbing your smooth Ken doll patch. Or Barbie, although Barbie had, like, weird molded underwear into her skin from memory.
I have an old school Barbie that literally has 2 holes in her back where they've, like, just pushed out the plastic for her boobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's awesome. I think I had an Action Man like that for some reason.
Action Man rules.
I didn't have an Action Man with boobs, but...
holes in him.
I thought you said he had balls for a second.
Unlike Jackson.
Yes, I have ball. That's pretty good.
Your plane would be just... Oh, it's your like the Wright brothers, but only one of them.
That's why it's only one guy.
He's just like the Wright, one of the Wright brothers and a plastic man. And the Wright brother is just looking at him like, you're not my brother.
Who is this guy? What's going on? Every time I get aroused, he's like, the plastic guy just stays there. And the Wright brother's like, do something.
Talk
this is
to
your
me.
Moment.
Talk to me. Like it'd be like the I Am Legend scene where...
With
like,
the plastic
Will Smith gets real angry at the mannequin for being a mannequin.
I have one man and a mannequin. So for some reason, there's Harrison Ford as the president.
In her helicopter.
Whose genitals are the winners? I have winner genitals right now.
Dish has a lot of people. And I think 3
But
pilots.
It's about quality, not quantity.
Exactly.
I don't know. When it comes to sperm, quantity is the real winner. Gross.
I'm just having a think.
Don't think about too much sperm. I did for a second, and I wish I didn't.
I was drowning in it.
I have too much sperm on the brain. Would you leave a little bloody stain every time you masturbated? Like for the people who are dying, or the president, or my brother, or whatever? Like, as a teenager, like your parents come in, and there's just like a dead president on your head. Your parents like, you've been masturbating. Get out of here.
Get out of my house. Get off my house.
Yeah. Every time you masturbated, Dusha, it would look like a massacre. Just be sheets covered in dead guys.
How big are the people?
Oh, I imagine like, I don't know, a couple of inches.
Like Lego people?
Yeah, like Lego man size.
Oh, God.
Okay, because in my head, like, the plane was still roughly the same size as a dick, but now that you put Lego people
no,
in
No, yeah, no, that's, it's, that makes no sense.
It's getting very big. It's... My jump, okay, now the 7 foot, the jumper.
Now you see why it's such a stress, because if you have a penis-sized jumbo 747, and I have a penis-sized Wright Brothers plane, they weren't the same size.
Yeah, but that just means Dusha has, like, hella hog, and you just, shame, disappointment.
I'm a little weenie baby.
No, it's not a weenie baby, yours is just more of a hot mess.
Yeah, yeah. Mine's just, like, is
it going to work? Looking at it, you're like, that'll work, but I'm not going to have a good time with
like,
that.
That might work, or it won't. Like, there's a 50-50 chance that your genitals are going to collapse mid-air.
Yeah.
We're not going to get anywhere.
The Wright Brothers plane, you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm unimpressed with its size. It's just like, it looks rickety.
It's like, it'd be like,
can you get an erection?
If genitals were bridges, mine would be a rope bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like this some of the planks like missing.
The Golden Gate or something.
Yeah. Yes. And yours would be, I'm trying to think of the genital bridge equivalent of a helicopter.
No, because we're going for this. if we're going for the same analogy you went through originally, it'd be like, yours is like a rickety rope bridge with planks missing. Mine's a Golden Gate Bridge and Zoe's like the Statue of Liberty or something. Because
yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much how you played the game before, Zoe.
You're like, well, I will not have that.
It's like, Zoe, how will sex work with a helicopter? I don't know. I just know that I like helicopters.
It's funny to have all of those lines said as though she's in like a board meeting. I don't know, but I know I like helicopters.
So
your move.
Yeah, you make this work. I'm going to keep talking about how much I want a helicopter vagina, even though I can't actually imagine that.
I can't genuinely conceive of what that's like.
My people will work it out.
But that's
my
what
people will work it out. And if they can't, I guess I'll just have cats. Everyone will just have cats. How good are cats?
Cats on my genitals.
I love cats. Cats are the
guys,
best.
I love cats.
That's news, Zoe. That's news to us. Pro tip, it's not. We've known that since the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plane history. I wanted to talk about the Nazis, because of course I did.
Hey.
Who doesn't?
Hey. The Nazis invented this plane, right? I'm going to try and describe it to you. We'll see if you get it. Imagine a plane and, like, just tip it on its tail so it's facing up.
A rocket?
No, like, it's like rocket, so it's like rocket direction. Uh-huh. And then it doesn't have wings.
A rocket?
It's
Thunderbird 1?
It's not a rocket.
Thunderbird 1.
It's not Thunderbird 1. Maybe it does have wings.
Thunderbird 3?
It's not any of the Thunderbirds. What it had was these, like, rocket boosters.
Thunderbird 3.
Facing down.
Thunderbird 3.
No, facing
3.
Out and across. Basically, it span like a corkscrew into the air.
Thunderbird 5.
It's not a Thunderbird. Not even one
it's like one of those toys from the 90s where you like, it was
Sky Dancer.
It was a Sky Dancer, but plane version. It didn't work.
No shit.
And I think people died in it. Nazis, though, so who cares?
It's still funny. Oh, no. My relatives.
Your relatives. My relatives are probably Nazis as well.
I think I'm...
I'll say that on air. I got Austrian heritage. There's probably some Nazis knocking about.
And to clarify my statement, I'm fairly sure my family had migrated to Australia by World War II, so... I think I'm in the clear.
I'm the only one with Nazis?
Maybe not. I mean, like...
I think there is a Nazi in my family tree somewhere.
Mine,
like, confirmed Nazi.
Despite what I just said, probably I also have similar issues, because I doubt my entire Dusha family... Dusha family.
Still good.
You're 24 good. And that is still funny. That is awesome.
With this Nazi rocket plane.
Nazi rocket plane that's not Thunderbird 3.
No, or any of the Thunderbirds.
No, what do we call them?
Sky Dancer.
Sky Dancer.
Would you have gotten in it?
No.
Little Nazi Dusha and Nazi Bolotta.
It depends if they called it Thunderbird 3. If they called it Thunderbird 3.
That's the decadent West and also, like, decades too late. 60s? Thunderbirds was the 60s?
Thunderbirds was in the 60s, but it was set in the future.
Well, that doesn't help your argument.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't mean a Nazi would have been aware of it.
Unless it was a time-traveling Nazi. Nazis were on the moon for a bit.
No.
In fiction. Iron Sky?
It's not helping you.
How good?
Film that was made. It was an okay film.
It was not a good movie.
It made no sense. I took a nap during it.
That's like every single film, Zoe, that you described to me. It seems like you took a nap.
What happens is she says something. One of us like you just need to push on anything Zoe says about a movie, and she just caves instantly.
I took a nap. That was happening. I didn't see the film.
I watched some of it.
Iron Sky. She's like, yeah, that's a movie that didn't make sense. And I was like, really? And you're like, I know how to nap. Harry Potter 4.
Have you ever seen him film the whole way through?
Probably
at least one. In the cinema, do you fall asleep? I fall asleep in the cinema.
I don't fall asleep in the cinema. I did once in Harry Potter 6.
I never saw that one. I don't know what happened.
I saw that one after only seeing up to three, and then I went and saw six in the cinema. That was a confusing time.
You jumped three ahead.
No, it was like...
do you know how numbers work?
I was just at the Plaza, and then I ran into Christina, who's been on this show before.
She's a good one.
Yeah, I like Christina. And she was on a date with her first boyfriend, and... They ran into another person we went to high school with, and he was like, I'll just come to the movies with you, because didn't realize they were on their first date. So Christina's like, you are going to come with us and you're going to keep this guy entertained and I'm going to pay for your ticket. And I was like, I haven't seen a past three Harry Potter films. And she's like, you'll be fine. And then I was
then
really...
Then you fell asleep.
And then I fell asleep. But then I woke up when Dumbledore died. I was super confused.
That story had pretty much no payoff, but I enjoyed the journey.
It
was the story of... I'd had some people I knew, some people the listeners know, some people I didn't know, some people the listeners didn't know. I had a film I was aware of.
And then I fell asleep. And then, spoiler, Dumbledore.
I stayed awake all through the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween this weekend. That's an exciting time.
Like the first one or the second one?
Has he done it twice?
No, he did Halloween and
Halloween.
You can't
remake the same thing
twice.
No,
I did the first one.
Ah, okay, the first one?
Yeah.
That's all right. I haven't seen that film.
No.
I saw a bit of it.
I liked it. I was not saying... Sorry. I was saying the salmon in the car ride, salmon. Just sitting here awkwardly in the corner. No, I was saying I liked it. They went into his backstory. I enjoyed it.
Zoe, can we just get you to review films from now on?
I don't know what that was. Why did that happen?
That's been an episode of our side podcast, Zoe Talks Films. I just said piecast, not podcast.
My God. Planes, though. But planes.
Planes, Nazis.
Nazis and their planes. If you had to design a plane from scratch, like the Nazis, who, I guess, mustn't have had any idea of aerodynamics. Like, nobody must have ever explained to a Nazi how planes work. Were they just, like, super rich and, like, let's just do whatever? Who gives a fuck?
Well, I think at that
point...
I don't think they were
super rich. I think they were just using slave labor.
Yeah, but how did they get... Why would
Nazis
you...
Nazis were super rich because they owned most of Europe for
but
a
But why
while.
Would you design that plane is, I guess, my question. Why would you be, like, one of those... what do we call them? Airbenders?
Ubermensch?
No, the fucking fairy on the...
Skydancers.
Skydancers.
I've said it so many times. Listen to me when I talk, Jackson.
Why would you design a plane like a skydancer?
Well, yeah, because I realized that even if one of the rockets was not quite as powerful as the others...
It would just spin and kill everyone.
Well, even if it works perfectly, everyone on that plane is going to be very sick.
Even if it works perfectly, you're just going up.
But spinning.
Like, why not just design a rocket? Rockets work!
Well, I think in World War II, they probably had tried to design rockets. I mean, they hadn't gone to space at that point.
No. So what, they're like, rockets didn't work, I guess. A death plane. A plane that will eventually be full of vomit and dead Nazis.
Oh, wait, spinning for a long period of time would just kill you anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
it would. So even if it worked...
Just shake your brain out of your head.
Like, it lands, and the Nazis go in, and there's just dead corpses, and then three brains on the ground, and, like, but spun so fast the head, the brains fell out.
Uh-oh. And the brains are just, like, slightly to the side of them.
I love that if that was the case, you know those spinny things at playgrounds?
Yeah.
You spin so fast, your brain just, like, at your ear, you're like, oh, no! Well, you're not, you're just dead. That'd be a super strange thing to find as a cop. Just a dead guy, one of those spinny eggs, and his brain on the ground next to him. But yeah, I don't know what that rocket was designed for.
Did they just go on one of those rides where, like, they spin really fast and suck you to the walls?
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Just like, hey, that's all right.
How about we do that?
How about we do that? But we shoot it up into the air. That was not
Italian
a German
ass Nazis. Maybe they designed all of their...
I was being Mussolini.
Mussolini was like, Nazis, I have a great idea for a plane. It's basically a rocket, but a spinning.
Oh,
eh?
Good.
Eh?
Okay.
Eh?
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 Eh? Eh? The Nazis like, we will do this, yes. I think Nazis designed all of their aircraft after fairground rides.
The slide was a disaster.
Like, you know, they're like, at the end of a slide, if you added a little bit of a jump. That'd be all right.
That would be all right.
Fly, gypsy, fly.
Are you putting a gypsy in the plane? I guess you're a Nazi.
Yeah,
not whatever. You specifically, but it's
yeah, very you two are. I have no Nazi lineage.
Hey, I have Nazi blood. That doesn't make
so
me a Nazi.
You're Italian and Greek, right?
Yeah, but or we were Greek. Gypsies.
Yeah.
You were gypsies.
We're gypsies.
That's pretty good.
You got to fly the Nazi rockets. Yeah.
That we probably put you in because you were gypsies.
Lucky! Not lucky, sad.
Sad, tragic. Plain facts.
Plain facts. Let's get on them.
Let's.
Please include the sound of Zoe unlocking her phone in that recording. That was good. It was a good professional touch.
Plain facts sounds like these facts are just going to be like the wheat brand facts.
Plain facts. Hogwarts was founded in 1932.
That's a plain fact.
Plain fact. Fanta was invented because of World War II.
Yes. Go. Nazi cola.
Sick. Because they didn't have enough Coke.
Yeah, that is literally the reason. They didn't have the ingredients to make Coke, so they made Fanta.
And also because... They couldn't get the ingredients because they were feuding with the Americans.
Yeah, yeah, just a feud.
Just a feud.
And
a tiff.
And Coke was like, you still want to get some profits.
Give them Fanta.
But Coke is pretty dodge. Like, Coke and Colombia, like, that's pretty
fucked
up. They're
not good people. Fanta, though, seems less mean than Coke as a drink. Coke Zero.
This
drunk
episode...
by Joel Dushan.
Drunk by the Nazis.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that while I'm not sponsored by Coke, I have been consuming it this episode. So, hey.
So Coke... Just putting that out there.
Coca-Cola, if you're listening, look, I'll forward on my bank details to you. If you just want to hit me up with a few K, I won't complain. I might mention you again.
Not going to say no.
I won't compare you to the Nazis anymore. I can promise you that much.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably going to dampen our chances.
Oh, yeah, because Coke owned Fanta now.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
No, Fanta was always owned by Coke. It was the same company. They just couldn't get the ingredients for Coke, so they made Fanta in Germany.
Pepsi. Mm. That's good old-fashioned American.
Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
Sick.
Plain facts.
Let's just do
Hogwarts,
this.
1932.
Airplane facts. Pilots and co-pilots are required to eat different meals because if the plane crashes, they can tell which one was which via the stomach content.
Well, I thought we were going to be like to prevent food poisoning in both pilots, but that's scary. That's a scary fact because the food poisoning was like, hey, I hadn't thought about that, but that makes sense. But then halfway through, you fucking threw a curveball. And now I'm frightened.
So what is that, like you find the crash and you're like, which pilot? For some reason I can't look at their bodies.
I can only look at
well, like,
what's
if they're
in their poop.
Super scar, like super charred.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Like you can't, oh, no. and it's... quicker to tell by the stomach content.
What if you eat similar things?
No, well, they wouldn't do... It's not like it's up to them.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like, hey, bring whatever, because otherwise they'll both get in the plate. They'll be like, what do you get
are
for
you
dinner?
Sure, it's for food poisoning?
It's for both, but my reason was better.
Did you make up a reason and then look down and realize that you'd made up a wrong reason?
That totally didn't happen. Next fact.
That totally did happen.
Don't leave a lot of you son of a bitch.
You still want me to be right.
You're always right. I just want to be right.
If we didn't correct it, some listener is going to be at a party.
It's both,
bust
they're both
that
correct.
Fact out, kicked out.
They're both correct.
Friend's gone. No, I think it's proper.
It's both correct. Both
if their body's charred and you want to know who's who,
stomach content.
Dental records.
stomach content is quicker.
Teeth burn in the fire. They're the most flammable part of your body.
Stomach, they're immune to flames.
Yeah.
The acid extinguishes all fires. That's like when you see a tragic scene of like a house fire. There's just stomachs.
Yeah. Stomachs and brains because everybody was spinning too fast. Ganza.
So it's super, super duper rare to actually be in a plane crash. Mm. But yep. If you are listeners of Sans Fans Radio, head to the back because the back of the plane is 40% more likely to survive the passengers at the back of the plane. So,
but if you're at the if you're all at the back, the plane will be back heavy and spin.
Dude, loop, loop.
Just assuming it's like a whole plane full of people that have listened to this one episode.
Yes. Fun plane fact that I don't think you're going to read out. They discovered that having seats facing the other way in planes makes injuries sustained during plane crashes like 70% safer. Like, as in, like, it makes the plane
really?
So much safer.
So if you're facing the tail of the plane...
If you're facing the tail of the plane, because planes... Yeah, like, because you're... I think the back of your... the back of your body can absorb more pressure than the front.
Oh, that makes sense.
And yeah, you sustain way less, you're less likely to get life-threatening injuries, but people hate traveling backwards. So they're like, hey.
I'll risk it.
Yeah, I'll risk
that
dying.
That was literally my first thought. I was like, I could not imagine going on a plane.
Yeah,
I like it. On trains, I prefer to sit going back.
Oh my God, then you're always going to sit opposite to me, because if I sit backwards, I get a little
good,
bit like vomiting.
Good, like,
are you a pod
contact.
Person?
Yes.
Pod person.
Pod person.
Anyway. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, they're called pod people, aren't they?
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Yep.
Good.
When you were on... planes,
yeah.
Stuff tastes different.
It sure does.
Scientifically proven that food tastes different up on plane, because everything is more, everything is less acidic.
Yeah.
Up in the air, and also people who make the food for planes are assholes and put extra spice and salt on it.
Why would they do that? Is it? To
I,
make
know,
it
I like
taste?
That was like listed in my facts. So.
Is it to make it taste like less?
Yeah, to make it taste more normal, so they put like hella extra.
I'll just eat salt, thank you very much.
But it's all about the change of air pressure, which numbs
our taste
buds.
Does anything taste better?
I don't know.
Does that mean I could eat more chilies in the air than on
yes.
the ground?
Like, legitimately, yes.
Does that mean if
I'm
I was...
using my voice, it sounds like I'm just saying dumb shit. But no, yes, yeah. That is the case.
If I was entering the Guinness World Records for eating the most chilies,
mm-hmm.
and I did it in a plane...
Your record would
banned?
Say yeah. Your record would probably say most chilies consumed on an airplane.
Yeah, see that's nonsense because like I'm bringing up a finger and wagging. I hate that about the Guinness World Records because then I could be like, oh, this man's juggled 5 parrots. Okay, uh-huh. I'm gonna do it on a table. I'm gonna juggle 2 parrots. I'm gonna throw a parrot in the air and catch it on a table. Jackson Bailey juggled the most parrots on a table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That quantifier just. Shits in the face of everything Guinness World Records stands for.
But the problem is, like, in that instance, I feel like that if you were to juggle 6 parrots on a table, it wouldn't be, like, most parrots juggled on a table. It would be most parrots juggled.
Yeah, but if I can get it for most parrots juggled on a table, why not?
Yeah. Hey. Might as well stand on a fucking table and do
but
it.
But some things are different, like, between, like, juggling and juggling on a table, there's not much of a difference. But, like, juggling and then juggling while on a roller coaster...
Yeah, that's true. Then it's a bit more impressive.
Do you reckon there's a Guinness Book record for most tables stood on? Like, as in, like, if you stacked a pile of tables and then stood on it.
I thought you meant, like, just in your life, like, how many tables have you gotten on top of?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's why I wanted to clarify. Because...
Yeah,
because
otherwise the Guinness Book record, they're like, we're not following you around for all of that.
I feel like I've probably stood on maybe, like, 15 tables.
We went really? Stacked a bunch of tables on one of my friends who was passed out.
Did he have
did you stand on
did
it?
Did they have a bad time?
No, we got 3 tables and, like, 8 chairs. He was on a couch. We were really drunk.
How did he?
He did not wake up, though. And they weren't like...
He died. He's dead. It turns out we just stacked tables on our dead friend.
It was a really fun weekend at Bernie's experience.
Instead of taking him to parties and that, you just like, hey, weekend at Bernie's 3. Let's see how much shit we can put on Bernie.
Let's bury Bernie.
What a good film. In the 1920s,
yeah.
Pilots were given blunder trophies. Who made ridiculous dumb mistakes.
Like what? Like, oh no, I filled it with orange juice and not petrol?
Something along those lines of like, we fucked up so bad.
That's awesome.
That here's a trophy.
Because I can't imagine like...
Congratulations on being alive.
In a simple 1920s plane, I can't imagine there's much to fuck up. You're like, oh, I accidentally set it on fire mid-air because I brought a fire with me. I was like, I have a nice little like barbecue in the... Oh my God. But I survived. Give me a blunder trophy.
Wait, 1920s aviation, that means that was 20 years before the Germans invented their
Rocket.
Thunderbird 3 Skydancer.
Yeah.
What the fuck were they trying to do? They weren't trying to invent a plane then, clearly.
No, they had planes.
Yeah, well, they were trying to invent something better than a plane.
Dogfighting existed.
Dogfighting existed in World War One. You dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, I'm an idiot. Oh!
Ah.
Dogfighting in World War One. They had to change machine guns because fucking idiots were shooting out their own propeller while trying to shoot each other's fucking planes.
Wasn't there a plane that was designed because of that problem? They're like, what if we put the propeller in the middle?
There was one point where I think they made the propeller bulletproof, and I think that they then shot the propeller and then the bullets just came back and hit the guy shooting. The World Wars had a lot of dumb decisions.
You mean the guy who designed that? And they're testing it out and you're like standing there as they're like flying up above. They all just start dropping and you're like, oh no. I bet this is something.
I think their solution was eventually they just put the machine guns facing their back.
Yeah, that there you go. Yeah. Problem solved.
I mean, that makes it harder because, like, hey.
Why not on the side? Then you come up alongside someone.
Like, you'd accidentally shoot your wing off.
Oh, yeah, true. The moment we don't need wings in our planes will be a good day.
Well, the Nazis tried it.
It didn't quite work. Yeah, you're not wrong.
I don't know. Were they trying to get to space? Was that actually a rocket factor, not a plane?
No,
fact?
It was a plane. They were trying to fly with it.
I know they...
They were just going to spin along. I don't know how they were going to land. Like,
they did not think about this long enough.
And when they
did, so much money into it.
Yeah, they did, and I think they only made a prototype, and it just crashed.
Yeah, good.
When they landed, you'd be like, "It's just people and brains."
Not in Germany. I know that they had a lot of things that they almost invented and then didn't. Like, I think the nuclear bomb. I feel like Nazis.
They invented the VW Beetle.
Fun fact.
Good.
It is good.
I knew about that. I had a discussion about it yesterday, in fact.
Oh, that's good.
We were trying to talk about the benefits of the Third Reich. There wasn't any.
No.
And I was...
Hint.
Until someone said the VW Beetles, all right?
If there's one good thing to come out of the Nazis, it's the VW Beetle and potentially the Thunderbirds. Was that about Nazis? Did the Thunderbirds fight the Nazis?
No, I'm too young for it.
Even I'm too young for it. I don't know how to do shit Nazis.
I fucking love Thunderbirds. No, they didn't fight Nazis.
No, I'm afraid of puppets. So. I'm not. But Thunderbirds always creep me out.
Thunderbirds, sweaty puppets.
Yeah, how sweaty are the Thunderbirds?
It's so good. That's part of the reason why they're the best.
The sweatiest heroes.
And also, they made up terms. So at the start of the episode, it's like, brought to you by Super Marionation.
That's just marionettes.
Yeah, it's just...
They're not
just
impressing
to say,
anyone.
Hey, this is puppets. Sweaty puppets.
Hey, this is puppets.
Hey, this week's episode of Thunderbirds is brought to you by Hey, This Is Puppets. Enjoy!
Do you think you could have a plane with no wings?
No.
Yes.
Okay, well,
rockets
argue.
Work.
Rockets are not
rockets
planes.
Rockets not planes, mate.
Yeah, I know, but... not realistically. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Hmm. Just kidding, I am. Welcome to Jodish's Science Hour. Brace yourself. This is going to be a long hour.
Tries to remember the periodic table. Like, argon.
Iron is PB or something, I think.
In my mind, like, it's just you in front of a chalkboard, and you're, like, writing them down, and they're just sitting and thinking with no music in the background.
Helium's HE, and that's element 2. Hydrogen is H, element 1.
Okay.
Carbon... I think is just C.
It's just so funny to imagine that as an education. You're like, all right, look, today in chemistry, we're going to watch a video. It's a scientist, Joel Dusha. He's Jordan just going to teach you about the periodic table. And you just kind of can't quite remember. Teacher, we didn't learn anything.
Good.
I'm just imagining you always wearing one of those graduate caps as well.
I absolutely would. Yeah.
You're a bit science. Like, towards the end of the hour, you're getting a bit nervous because you haven't gotten them all. Kind of pacing.
It's like,
muttering.
Oh, there's definitely...
Just swearing under your breath.
You're still on, like, boron.
Yeah. Boron. B-O? B?
B-R?
B-N.
Or just like, oh, iron's F-E. I'm an idiot. P-B is copper?
And like some of them are kind of half drawn in and scribbled out. Kids' notebooks would be ridiculous. Just be like, what's here? What's it? Why did
watching
watch
a video,
that video
of a man trying to remember the periodic table and then getting more and more stressed out for an hour. The worst is because after about like if you look at the periodic table, the ones you remember you'll get out in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
then
the rust.
The next like 55 minutes, just looking at the ones you know you've gotten right and being like, oh wait, no, that looks a bit wrong now. Is carbon Fe? No, it's iron.
All the while as well, you're going to be super aware in the back of your head that you still have so many to go, and you're like, I'm not even sure of these.
Something like PB is called plumbum. That's what it actually stands for, but that's Latin. It's Latin for iron. No, not iron. Copper or some shit. I can't remember.
Is it PB gold?
No! Gold is fucking...
AU.
AU!
AU!
There you go.
AU! Get over here. It.
I'd watch that. I'd educate my kids. That.
But yeah, back to planes and rockets.
Filmings? Oh, are you going to try and invent a plane with no wings?
Yeah, because if rockets can work with no wings, then I guess
no,
planes...
But you can't rockets go up, and then once they go into, like, zero gravity, that's how they just... they propel themselves forward because there's no fear of them falling down. But that's why planes have wings, you dense motherfucker.
You understand the space shuttles have wings. That probably would have been the easiest way to call me out on it. You also dense motherfucker.
That's a barely supreme genius.
Shut the fuck up,
you
Jackson.
You tried to call me out on something I'd already thought about.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm just thinking about Thunderbird 1 again. But that also has wings. Thunderbird 3 doesn't have wings.
Thunderbirds
mean
puppets.
Nothing to you guys, but mean a lot to me.
I didn't know what was going.
Thunderbird 5 is a space station.
All I remember about Thunderbirds
Thunderbird
is that you could get the my cousin had the
Thunderbird
toys, and one of them was just a pink car. And I was like, does it become anything? They were like, no.
No, that's
like,
Lady
Vanilla.
That's
Lady Thunderbirds, because there's only one lady in the Thunderbirds.
Yes. No, there's more than one lady in the Thunderbirds. There's two.
Yeah, good. Good. Thank God we've cured sexism.
Cured.
There's two, but they're like, it's like main characters. It's not like, there's
I know, one's bankrolling the whole thing, aren't they?
Fucking seen the Thunderbird.
Lady Penelope drives a pink limo, and she has a limo driver, Parker, and he's the fucking best. Old man puppet. Sick.
Oh my god. Do you have any planes in films?
Please don't talk about Thunderbirds. Be a doll and don't mention
it. The limo turns into a plane.
Does it?
Yes.
No, that's sick. I'm back on
the
board.
The toy doesn't, but like in the show it does.
That would be hard to do as a toy.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can have like the sides, like you pull it out.
Yeah.
Kind of.
All right, guys, you guys invent the limo to rocket transformer, please.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, Thunderbirds.
Why did none of the Transformers become a limo? How cool.
Yeah,
go on.
Planes and films. I want to talk about one of my favorite plane films, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
What
an amazing piece of cinema.
So the
John
fun
Candy.
Fun fact about that is there's barely any planes
you're
in
just
it.
Stretching during the show.
Fucking good.
You're like, I've decided this is time for my calisthenics.
you're making me want to stretch.
I refuse to ever stretch.
Because I've been like leaning forward so that you guys can hear my voice into the microphone, because dumbly enough, just listeners, while you're at home, just picture this. I'm leaning forward into the mic because instead of moving the mic closer to my face so I can sit comfortably, I decided to start recording the episode leaning into it.
Genius.
And now I'm stuck here, otherwise I will sound really far away.
You're going to get super tense.
Yeah. So yeah, I was just stretching my back out because it hurts.
I'm never going to stretch. Because if I stretch, then I'm going to wait till my body is all knots and I'll be so tough. Like my muscles will just be these tense little balls.
And then you can challenge everyone to fight.
Yeah.
And they'll hit you, and then you'll be like, I didn't feel that. In fact, it kind of loosened me up a bit.
You son of a bitch. In Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It's mostly automobiles, to be honest.
All I really remember is that at one point, Steve Martin puts his hand in John Candy's bum cheeks.
I've never seen this movie. Is it porn?
It's porn.
Did you just like karate chop the bum cheeks?
No,
his hand just slides
they're
in?
Having a sleep together. Not banging, are we? And
that's a weird porn.
He wakes up in the morning and he's like, ah, oh, my hand's between these two pillows. And John Candy's like, they're not pillows. And it's implied fairly heavily that they were John Candy's delicious hams.
Candy ham.
Candy ham, which I think is a thing. No, I'm thinking of glazed ham.
Yum.
But yeah, that's all I know about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And also that the film starring Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianak. Due date was exactly the same
date.
Film.
Yeah,
Zach
same
Galifianakis.
But more mean-spirited.
It's good, it rhymes, though. It rhymes. Yes?
But it's also more mean-spirited and less good.
In like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, John Candy's just having a lovely time.
He's a shower ring curtain salesman. He's got a real dumb job. Yeah. He's really happy about life.
Like, is his wife dead?
Yes. Maybe. I'm not sure.
All I remember is that at the end of that... Yes. At the end of that film, John Candy's like, hey, we've had a great time together, even though you hate me, Steve Martin. Can I live with your family?
Yeah?
No, I feel like at the end, Steve Martin's like, hey, I know that it looked like I hated you, but you're all right. Because it's meant to be an hour, 45-minute trip, but it ends up being a three-day fucking odyssey.
Yeah.
Because John Candy's character leaves a briefcase out, Steve Martin trips over it, misses a cab, shit gets fucked.
Yeah. When are they on a train?
Why do they need to take a plane if it's only an hour?
The plane, the hour 45 trip was meant to be a fly.
Ah, gotcha.
But instead...
Yeah. Misses the plane.
That's not super planesy.
No.
That's very...
That's like...
It's very automobilesy.
Implied planes.
Implied planes.
Implied planes. Which is often how films are.
It's fun to say. Implied planes.
Implied planes.
Classic plane in a film. That film, the Twilight Zone one, and there's a gremlin on the wing.
Snakes on a plane?
What a sentence I just said.
I've had enough of these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane, Samuel L. Jackson.
Let's open a goddamn window is how that quote ends, and everyone always forgets.
That's the best. That's not a good plan, Samuel L.
Because he just shoots out Jackson. A fucking window.
Yes. that's his last name, but is
your
my
first name. Samuel Jackson Bailey.
Exactly. Why are there snakes on that plane?
Sorry, do you want to go? This is your segment.
This is my segment, but I did give you some facts, so feel free to jump in, Zoe.
So, there's a little Australian guy in the film who was on the Saddle Club, and
the actor's name is Nathan something.
Who was he on the Saddle
Nathan
Club?
Nathan Phillips!
What? I almost said Nathan Fillion, and that's why I stopped, but yeah, Nathan Phillips!
Nathan Phillips witnesses a murder.
Oh my god.
Of some, or like a drug deal of some
snake
big...
Snake-based?
No, not snake-based, but it was like some big... like mafia-style thing, and he witnesses like a drug deal or a murder or something. And so LeJackson is his police officer trying to get him safe to the courthouse.
He's getting put in witness protection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, and then they put all these snakes on the plane to try and kill
him. The fucking mob boss decides that the best way to kill someone on the plane and make it look like an accident is to fill the plane with snakes.
So... Oops.
Legitimately, that is his plan. He's like, hey, if I just fill this fucking... Because they fill it with all these poisonous snakes and make it so that when the plane...
So is his plan that when the plane landed and the guy's dead...
No, the plane hits a certain peak, like a certain height, and then a pheromone is released in the plane that just makes the snakes go ape shit.
So theoretically, that could have been like speed 3. Like the plane can't reach this certain height... Or the snakes will
but
be
they
released.
But they didn't know that, so like they get up and then the snakes on the plane just start going insane.
A dude gets his dick eaten.
So it bit some chick's nipples.
These are just genital hungry snakes.
No, they were banging in the toilet cubicle, and then snakes come out of the toilet.
Ah, that's right. I remember how it happens, because they're smoking in the toilet as well, and takes off the smoke detector, and the roof is full of snakes.
What?
So what was the mob boss's plan for when the plane lands?
I think the mob boss's plan was that the snakes would also kill the pilot and the plane would crash.
Yeah.
So the person's going to find the plane and be like, oh, it was just that plane full of snakes we let loose. Oh, yeah, cool.
Well,
that's not going to be a mysterious crash.
Well, call back to earlier in this episode, the only thing that doesn't burn in plane crashes is stomachs. Snakes don't have human stomachs.
That's
You'd
true.
Never know. It would just look like, worst case scenario, it would just look like someone ate a lot of snakes.
Which is awesome.
That's a pretty good last meal.
Imagine if
just
Samuel
a
Jackson's
lot of snakes.
Plan had just been to eat the snake.
I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Who's hungry?
I just love in that movie, like Samuel L. Jackson shoots out a window to get the snakes out, and they fix it because for some reason it's a double-decker plane where the top deck is very fancy.
Okay.
So they all, whoever survived goes up to the top deck and they just get one of the like inflatable rafts for when you crash and they put that over the staircase and they're like, that'll fix the broken window on the plane.
Snakes can't get through
rubber.
Rafts.
I've been in a double-decker plane before. They're a real thing.
No, I know a double-decker plane is a real thing, but the fact that it was
I don't think they're called double-decker planes. They're called air buses. That's right. Plane facts.
No, but like the bottom row was just like economy and shit, but then you go to the top one and it's like...
First class.
No, it's not first class. It's like, hello, Playboy Mansion. I've been in first class. First class does not look like that.
Is there a pool? I remember when they were releasing the A380.
Airbus, yep.
They were like, it's going to have a pool. And I was like, that seems dumb.
It seems like people are going to get unnecessarily wet.
Or drown.
Or drown.
I don't know why they'll
How play. Good?
How good?
What's the weirdest movie you've seen on a plane? Like, you've sat down and watched on a plane. You've both been overseas, so
I'm assuming that you've watched. I'm trying to think of what movies I watch on a plane. Every time I watch a movie on a plane, I just don't give a fuck about it.
I saw X-Men First Class.
In First Class?
Not in First Class. No, I was in economy with my dad.
I don't care about this story anymore.
Work flew me First Class. Family. And we were in economy with the family. But, no, I saw X-Men Days. Nope.
Future. First class.
Mm-hmm. Days of First Class. I saw X-Men First Class on a plane, but I was flying with Air Qatar, so...
Air guitar.
So when the lady who's made of diamonds, I forget what she's called.
Oh, when you were going, Emma Frost.
Yeah,
but
when she comes out as...
Because you just keep circling your boobs, Zoe.
It will make sense in a second.
Okay.
Because the lady who's covered in diamonds, Emma Frost. There's a scene in it where she's, like, walking around in her underwear, but she was, like, literally blurred from, like, her neck to down to her, like, halfway through her top.
That's the best.
That's nuts.
So that was quite fun.
I to the Grand Budapest Hotel on a plane, but normally on a plane I'll just, like, watch a sitcom that I've never seen before and just, like, devour it all, or, like, the two episodes of Friends they have. That's always good.
I hope the two episodes of Friends, the one where they get on the plane, the one where they land a plane. Two episodes of Friends that I wish existed.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever on a plane in Friends.
No, there is an episode where... Yes, Rachel Zoe? Is Rachel. The last episode, Rachel is on a plane.
Oh, yeah, right. She's
she gets
on a plane.
So.
And
does
then
she
Jim
go?
Rash
does she
is
not
there,
go?
Like screaming about the phalanges.
Yeah, and she goes. She's got to get Ross.
Yeah,
they were on.
Don't
a break.
Get Ross. Leave yeah. Ross. What leave Ross come? Somewhere else.
Leave Ross in the bloody dust.
Leave him in the ocean.
You were going to go to France, woman.
Paris.
Rachel made a big mistake.
Yeah.
Rachel made a lot of mistakes. Most of them involving Ross.
Like Ross is an asshole. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy on. A plane.
Yeah.
That was great. And then because I was flying for work and I flew out on Friday and then came back on Sunday night, so I got to watch it twice in one weekend.
That's pretty good.
What a great day you had.
That was really nice.
Every time I fly these days, because I recently went overseas for a bit, and I, you know, fuck air travel from like Australia to anywhere, because hey, listeners who live in a place that's near places, we're not that.
Australia, it's like, hey, you want to leave our country? That's cool. Fly for 8 hours in any direction and
exactly.
You'll find ocean.
You'll hit land eventually.
Japan's kind of close. It's like 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah.
That's the closest.
Thailand, which is just like our hat, miles or that was at least an 8 hour flight, maybe?
Yeah, Thailand's...
And Thailand is our hat.
Oh, New Zealand, but that's pretty much just part of Australia. Yeah. In fact, it might be news to some people listening to this podcast that... Not part of Australia.
Different countries.
Different place.
But I just got hammered on all of my flights.
The best way to do it.
I haven't been drunk on a plane.
You get super drunk from like one drink because of...
Air pressure.
Why
air pressure.
You look at you, Zoe?
Because I knew the answer.
Like, good, but I didn't know you knew. I was like, let's just see what Zoe has to say.
Magic.
Right.
I like to take a couple of Valiums before I get on a plane. That is the best trick.
Ketamine is my preferred plane drug.
No, oh my god, you do not want to take ketamine on a plane. You'll be in a K-hole on a plane, so you'll be like, I'm down really low, but I'm up really high.
I think that thought in itself would change my life so much I wouldn't even walk on the plane. I'd just hover off. They'd be like, I would have just found a new level of being.
I imagine you just like, if I was on the plane next year, you taking ketamine and like, I look away for a second, I look back and there's just like your plane blanket and nothing else. And I'm like, I guess he had that thought.
I'm light now. I evolved into light.
Yeah, just like hear this whisper like, Jackson, I'm all around you. I see all the good and bad in the world. I'm like, well, all right. Have a good one, I guess.
Goodbye.
But I found out that on a plane, you can have as many drinks as you like. And I don't mean, like, they're going to keep bringing you alcohol. I mean, like, I ordered, like, 4 drinks in one sitting because I knew I could. It happened by accident the first time because I was like, oh, I'll get a Coke. And then Ryder got a Fanta. And I was like, I'll get a Fanta too. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, and a Jack and Coke? She's like, yeah, okay. And then she left. I'm like, Ryder, I have too many drinks.
Look at all my drinks.
I was like, this is crazy because they're so little. And it was great.
You just stock up.
Yeah, you're
like just bring me five.
Bring me 5 Jack and Cokes now.
I'm glad I asked this question because I realized that we did a whole episode on planes without actually talking about us being on planes.
Yeah, sorry. We talked too long about plane dicks. We didn't get to this good shit right here.
Yeah, no, planes are... I like planes.
I cannot stand them.
I used to hate them because I don't know. I had this weird thing as a kid where I was scared of heights, but I was only scared of like certain heights. Like
I was only scared of like 3 feet off the ground.
No, like the top of a ladder is too high and was scary. But like what a plane taking off, scary, gets to a height where I'm like, oh no, this is all right.
It's still like that for me. I'm like, I'm gonna die. I'm fine.
I really like
what a rush
turbulence now because it feels like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
No. Because I used to travel every weekend for work, so I did like five Oof. Weekends in a row where I was flying. And I was fine with planes up until I did that, and now I'm just like, the thought of being on a plane makes me want to shoot myself. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what like going overseas is like, because you're like 8 hours on a plane.
Yeah.
You're there for a week, and you're like, I know at the end of this week I'm on a plane for like 12 hours. When I went to Scotland, that was like...
Scotland.
When I went to Scotland,
bad at accents.
You yell instead of doing them.
Scotland! Scotland!
What, in my Scottish accent? Yeah. I'm Scottish!
That is it.
Scotland.
I'm from Scotland.
You should just start it to sound like really Swedish.
Scotland. Welcome to Scotland.
Ew.
You're like an 18-hour flight. You're like, fuck this.
Oh, do you know what the scariest thing I've had on a plane is, so I went to America last year.
Hmm.
Sorry, American listeners, you missed the boat. I was there, missed your chance.
Motherfuckers.
Hey,
me too.
Hey.
But how good? In New York.
Yeah, different times. It wasn't a Sans Pants tour. Maybe one day. I got on a plane and I'd been holding a bag of records, but holding it weird so that all the weight was just on one finger. So I got on the plane with pins and needles in the tip of my middle finger.
That's so strange.
Air pressure
meant
that it didn't go away. So I was like, my finger still feels super weird, like really pins and needlesy. Yeah. And I was like, I'll just sleep on the plane. I'm sure when I wake up, it'll be fine. Nah, woke up, still fucked. And hitting about 18 hours into the flight, not being able to feel the tip of my finger, I was like, I've got this fucking
cut
thing
it off.
Where I'm like, oh, this is like that thing where like you get like a blood clot or something.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm going to lose my finger. Like, I'm done. And I was thinking about, because at this point I was dating Molly, who hates amputees. Mm. I got to the point where I was like, she's going to break up with me because I don't have a finger.
Just like, Molly hates amputees. If she sees one, she's like, fuck. Like
I just realized I glossed over. Amputee.
No, she's scared of amputees.
She's scared of amputees.
Not, she doesn't just have like a hatred for them. She's not like fucking freeloading, no leg sons of bitches.
And even scared, like scared's probably not the right. Make her uncomfortable, but not in a way where if, like...
Just she... like, your stump looks like it would smell musty.
That was way too accurate.
Right?
But yeah, like, I just started having, like... It was just like, I went through, like, so many motions. I was like, I dealt with the idea of losing my finger. I thought about what life without a finger was going to be like. I dealt with the consequences, and by the end of the flight, I was at peace with the fact that I wasn't going to have a finger anymore.
That's beautiful.
My finger was fine. Once I got home for a bit, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was good.
We got off the plane from New York in Melbourne, and my dad's feet were huge. We were like, what's that about? Dad's like, oh, I'll just put him up in the air and let the blood drain down. So he'd, like, get out at the airport, lie on his back, and just put his legs in the air.
We were just standing.
No. When we got home, they just stopped being big. But
Aaron, is in this podcast sometimes... He got an infection on his foot in the plane, and then ended up he went to Italy for exchange for like 3 months, came back. I think he was gone for like 6 weeks, not 3 months. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Got back and he had like a cut on his foot. Got on the plane and got infected, and he got off the plane, went straight into hospital. Was in hospital for like 3 weeks because his foot was just like big foot. He had like a club foot.
What the hell?
So, awesome. Ladies, if you're listening, Aaron's gross. Don't even think about talking to him.
Clubfoot. It's disgusting.
Don't lower your standards, ladies. You can do better.
Lift your standards.
No.
Come for one. Joel Dusha.
Yeah.
On that note.
Fuck this. No, but seriously.
No, but seriously, we're done.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been Joel Dusha. Stay safe on planes. Oh, whacking it's a good way to pass the time when you're on a plane.
Yeah, but it always gives me a headache. I don't know what that's about.
I went through a phase where that happened to me, but that was like at the very start of puberty.
Is it like the pressure? Like
I don't
you
know.
Ejaculate and it's like and your body depressurized.
Yeah, bye guys!
Bye!
Bye. think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.